Welcome to the January 2011 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. We've entitled it, So Long, Dark Months. Yes, the amount of daylight is finally increasing. Hooray! I love the arrival of January. The holidays are over, a bright new year is underway, but most of all, I love the fact that the two darkest months, November and December, are at long last behind us. I keep a copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac on our breakfast table, and every morning I glance at the appropriate calendar page. I like to know how we're kind of situated, astronomically speaking, each day. For me, it serves to put things in perspective. Oh, how lovely, I'm likely to think to myself on, say, January 2nd, 2011, coming up now. We'll have one more minute of daylight today. Then I'll skim down to the end of the month and see that the sun will be setting 33 minutes later by then. That's more than a whole half hour. My day has had a great start. Another thing about January I like is that this is the month the big New England lakes finally freeze solid. Sure, small ponds, shallow lakes, and swamps have been iced in for weeks, but lakes like New Hampshire's Winnipesaukee don't usually freeze over, completely at least, until after New Year's. Once the ice is solid, out come the ice houses, and small, crudely painted wood signs appear saying simply, Shiners. That's information enough for ice fishermen seeking live bait. The skates come out too, and the ice boats, snowmobiles, and during normal, quote-unquote, winters, cars and pickups. What does it take to drive a car out on this lake? A man once asked my friend and barber Bill Austin and me one day, as we briefly stopped on the shore of the mainland, having driven over to and from my island cottage on Lake Winnipesaukee. Oh, just a couple of beers, Bill replied, a twinkle in his eye as usual. He was joking, but I must say, my first drive out onto the lake each winter in a car was as close to full speed, and with my left arm holding the car door open. In recent years, however, I've been content to ski or walk over to the island. Maybe one becomes less adventuresome with advancing age, or maybe the winters are becoming warmer, too, and the ice thinner, do you suppose? Finally, have you noticed that toward the end of January, your town road agent begins to wave at people passing by, particularly those he recognizes as voters in the town? That's a great early sign of good times ahead. It means, of course, that town elections and town meetings are only a little more than a month away. And not long after that, spring!